Welcome to the Petty Wednesday podcast. Today we'll be talking about drama in the school system. And we have our good friends Renee and Serenity in the building to give us some words out here.
Okay, so it's a theory that I've heard about and that I've chose to be wise about.
Amen.
That don't make no sense. But this is the water in the soda bottle. If you're a soda bottle,
right,
then you have somebody aggravating you or annoying you. And once they bubble you up, your cap blows off and then you explode. And then...
What happens to the water bottle?
And then if you're a water bottle, then if somebody's aggravating you, or they're annoying you and they try to blow your cap off, then you're still calm. So in my opinion, you will want to be more like a water bottle, but I mean, I'm a soda bottle because I'm easily annoyed.
That's that Scorpio jump.
Yeah, that goes into zodiac signs. But we're not talking about that right now. But do you have any input on that?
I'm more so a water bottle, but low key, I'm a soda.
Don't lie.
No, because I'm a Gemini, so I don't really like to put my feelings out there. So I kind of keep myself chill, calm, and nonchalant about things. But if you take me off, I'm gonna be a soda bottle.
That's true. Especially today, I was a soda bottle all day.
What, bro?
What happened? Why was you a soda bottle?
Because in my classroom, there is this girl. We're going to keep her anonymous.
Okay.
Anonymous girl. Right. So, see, she does stuff, and we're not going to get into detail because I think that we should know what that is.
Well, like inappropriate stuff?
Yeah, inappropriate. With fellow classmates. Other people. And the same person I was talking about earlier, yes, she does it with him mostly, and it just ticks me off.
Because how do you feel? How do you feel about that?
How do I feel? I feel like a soda bottle.
So you ready to explode?
Yes, because it's like irritating because she does it in my face. And that's,
that's a bad
supposed
drama.
To be my best friend. So it's just
I can't.
Do you tell me how you feel?
No. Because on my feelings, yes, I'm a water bottle. But, like, then again, I'm a soda bottle. That's confusing, but it's there.
Okay, yes. do you think things would be better if you did tell her? What if she just stopped?
The reason why I don't tell her is because if I tell her, then all of my feelings will come out, and then...
But wouldn't it be better for you?
Yes.
You're kind of helping yourself.
I know I'm helping myself, but then again, no. Because I feel as though then it will be a heated exchange, and then I will get disrespectful.
How you know you and you try?
Right, because how you know
I picture stuff in my mind.
So you didn't play it all out in your mind already?
Yes, because, like, I expect certain things to happen.
Okay.
And it's just, like, there's no point of me doing this. If I know that certain things will go down.
Bro, no.
What advice would you give?
Okay. Say, I can't really say that. Because if I say that, I'm going to be a hypocrite. Because
okay.
I have been in a situation like that before.
All right, so how did you handle it?
I just went up straight up to the person and told him. I was just like...
It's different with me.
Yeah, so basically... Okay, so... My best friend, she had a boyfriend.
Okay.
And they were like... I would say real close. They were like lovers. But I had feelings for him as well.
Okay.
But I kept my feelings on the low.
Mm-hmm.
I did tell her, but she probably forgot about it. after like
same thing with me, bro, right now. Out of pocket.
All right, so they broke up and we in high school and
they're together now.
Yeah. And this person, my best friend, she didn't know for a while, but I just ended up telling her because we was like in this theology class and we was talking about guilt and shame, and I just felt as though
it was speaking to you.
Yeah, it was calling my name.
Just to tell
like her. I was supposed to tell her, like, mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe I should like confess and tell her that I like her ex and I'm going out with him and stuff like that.
But you gotta think about it. You knew him before her.
Yeah.
And he knew that before.
Yeah, it's a good way to make her feel better.
So it's just like, I mean, you should feel guilty, but at the same time, you shouldn't because, I mean, she did.
She did some things towards him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had some pros and cons.
Okay, so how did she take the news?
She didn't really care.
Okay, so it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out.
The guilt came over, so it worked out.
I like chips.
But I just feel as though it's good when you just... It's just... Bro, what did you just say, bro?
I said I like chips.
I'm cracking up. So it's good when you just be honest. When the spirit
come
over
you. Yeah. It's just let it all go.
Class.
Right.
So what if she doesn't go to theology class? So how is she going to express herself?
Shoot. Oh, yeah.
You don't know. How you gonna do it?
Well, on a day-to-day basis, not day-to-day basis, I'm not gonna say that. Every other week, I remind Jordan that if he's going to entertain other people, then you can't entertain me because... That's just not right.
He's just not worth your time, bro.
Yeah. So it's just like, find somebody better. But I mean, like, he is better. So it's just like, what am I supposed to do?
Bro,
you're
going through it.
Right, she's going through it. It's such a school age. So this is the drama that these young ladies experience in school here. We're going to let them shout out their Instagrams. Again, in case their name changed from last time.
So at first it was Tall Barbie with four E's, but I changed it.
She always changing her.
Because okay. Somebody had it with one E. And I had to put together E's.
I'm crazy. Okay.
But my new Instagram is _RXNI._ Follow me. Yeah, period.
And you can follow me. Yeah. I am just Nay. Yeah, that's up. I need some followers.
This wraps up our discussion about drama in the school system. Stay tuned for our next episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Petty Wednesday podcast. Petty Wednesday is your midweek reminder that life is short. Let's joke a little, laugh a lot. You can find Petty Wednesday on Instagram, Petty Wednesday, Facebook, Petty Wednesday, and sometimes on Twitter, Petty Wednesday. And make sure y'all download the mobile app, Petty Wednesday, available on all devices.